Good evening and welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Report, where we talk about sports the way you talk about it around the water cooler. And glad to have Mr. Malcolm Cooley in with us again. Deck on the ones and the twos.
Yes, yes.
T-Bird. Man, we on, but we barely on.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Friday.
Because we literally just sit down, folks, and Deck went over there and started working like Scotty on Star Trek.
Warp speed, baby, warp speed.
I said, I need power. Scotty. And he said, Captain, I'm giving you everything I've got.
Right, you got to throw a real Scottish brogue on that.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's finally got a beautiful day in Cartersville today. A little windy, but it ain't raining.
True, true.
So I am glad about that. Supposed to have a nice weekend.
It's Masters weekend, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tiger.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man. I'm just glad it's not raining. My truck's dirty, but I get it clean. So,
man, it's cleaner than mine. So,
man, I can't stand around and ride around a dirty vehicle.
You'll see the pollen on your truck.
Yeah, it's already there. And my truck is black. What'd that tell you? So, anyway, guys, we got a lot of things going on in the sports world. It was a big week, like Malcolm said, the Masters, which we're going to hit on a little bit later. And if you out there and, if you seen our message on the couch spot or whatever, hit us up, hit your link, come in, listen to us, tell us what your thoughts are on some of the things we're going to talk about. Smoke, I hope we got you out there, you and iDoc and Who's the young lady?
Bella.
Bella.
Hope we got Bella, Mariana, and Angie. They all come through.
Oh, they're in now?
Okay. No, not yet. Not yet, but they're on their way. Come.
Okay. What, Malcolm, we're going to kick it off, and we're going to talk about that. The ladies, the South Carolina Gamecocks winning the national championship with Dawn Staley. I am so glad. Oh, my God. I was just loving every bit of it.
Believe it or not, when the Final Four started, I told my mom who was going to win, how they were going to win, and why they were going to win.
Well, what did you tell
them? Well, one, they have the best athletes. They have the best coach and the best system. And I haven't seen any other guards that can play with them.
That's right. And that's eventually what beat what's our girl's name?
Caitlin
Clark, and Iowa. Because, another thing, too, is they only had 5-6 players, Iowa.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think that would have mattered.
Yeah. But I got to throw that in there because I'm sure they were gassed. But
they were going to be gassed anyway. They were gassed when they got off the plane.
So. Yeah.
So it was South Carolina's tournament to lose.
Well,
if I pick you up 94 feet,
right.
Yeah, you're going to get gassed.
And you talk about playing wonderful defense. The young lady that played defense on Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
What's her name? 25. She from Atlanta, too.
I forget. Yeah.
What's her name?
I'll put it up.
And, man, she played spot on defense and frustrated Caitlin because Caitlin had, 18 points in the first half?
Right.
First quarter?
Right.
And then the second half, she pretty much shut her down.
Non-existent, yeah.
And that's what you got to have. And
doing it without fouling.
Right, doing it without fouling.
Yeah.
And I just, as soon as you get her name, Deck Holler.
Chloe Kitts. No,
25.
Number 25. Not Tahina Pow Pow.
No, that's not Pow Pow.
Tessa Johnson.
Wait a minute.
Bree Hall.
It ain't Tessa. I don't think it may be
Sakima Walker. I'm just throwing out names. This computer's slow right now.
It don't give you the number.
I mean, not no.
Hold on.
Anyway, she's from Atlanta. Went to I forget what high school, but they won 4 titles.
Wow.
When she was in high school, and she was the one that Caitlin Clark dared to shoot last year.
Yeah.
And
Raven Johnson.
And and she said that it was personal for her.
Yeah.
Because basically in her mind, she showed me up by allowing me, but this time I brought it with me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but you were talking about the athletes that South Carolina got. They were just kept throwing them out there, kept throwing them out there. And it was a good game there for a minute, and then it kind of got a little bit out of hand. But I got to give Caitlin Clark credit. She still, I mean, she had a bad night. She had 30.
Well, so, you know, that I put it to you that way. If I were coaching, yeah, she's going to have 30. The rest of the team won't have any.
It won't have
We're going to score 90. Right. So if you lose 90 to 30, is that a good night?
Nah, but I get that. But you know, I'm giving her some credit.
I guess what I'm saying is you're speaking from an individual standpoint.
Right.
This is still a team sport. It's,
yeah.
So
I get you. I mean, I'm with that.
And I'm not one to, I don't have to be nice for both sides.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I guess we're on a sports show and we got to be bipartisan.
No, you don't. I want you to tell it like it is.
Gotcha.
So, now, as you know, I guess for me, kind of being a moderator, I got to kind of hit both sides, but I want you to tell it like it is.
Not a problem. Because it was no doubt in my mind who was going to win the championship.
Right.
I was a little disappointed that LSU wasn't there in the finals, because I still think player for player, it would have been a better final. But I still think South Carolina had the best team.
Yeah, I was pulling for South Carolina the whole year.
Right.
And I'm glad they won, too. But, you know, you got to give Dawn Staley a lot of credit. She had the ladies prepared. They had a good game plan.
You lose all five of your players.
Right, and come back with new.
That's not easy to do on any level.
No, it's not.
Not just come back new, but they came back undefeated.
Yes, sir.
All the way. Had Dawn Staley doing a little dance with a little bitty self. That's a little bitty woman.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the possibility of Dawn Staley pulling a Gino Auriemma and just going undefeated for multiple years?
Well, she's got her hand on the recruiting tip, so she can bring in the players. And you've seen it reload. So I don't mind. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't go that far. I don't. If they do lose, I don't think they'll lose many. But because you play so many games, you can lose early and win late and you know, be a powerhouse. It's hard to go undefeated year in and year out. And to me, it can be done. I ain't saying it can't be done.
I just have to be honest with you, Mike. And mind you, I'm not undefeated in my career, but I've never played a game that I didn't think I was going to win.
Now, I ain't saying you're not going to think.
And so I can't.
I don't say. I'm not saying that I don't think. I mean, that they don't think they're going to win.
Right.
You don't never approach a game like that. But I'm just saying, when you look at the overall picture from us on the outside looking in, that's going to be hard to do because everybody's going to be gunning for them. So I ain't saying it can't be done.
And that's not a problem. What kind of gun are they using?
Well, I'm sure they're gonna try to load up. I mean, you got the transfer portal now, and Gino and all them, they're gonna be trying to load up, I'm sure.
Well,
but Dawn Staley is, excuse me, Dick, but Dawn Staley is throwing a really good product out there that's attracting a lot of flies.
Yeah,
Dick.
Yeah, keep in mind Cardosa and the other center, Sakima Walker, they're both seniors. So
right. They leaving.
Yeah, so it's really hard to reload on, you know, your bigs. So if anybody can find them, I think Dawn Staley can find them. So.
And see, and that's a juxtaposition right there. They just did reload on the bigs. The
year
before, they had the number one draft pick in the WNBA, which was a big.
Yeah, Leo Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because you had Cardosa in your pocket. She was already there, so she just moved up. But, you know, when you win, I mean, you ain't got to do much. Cause
when people contagious.
People want to come to a winning program.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dawn Staley, this is her third title. Mm-hmm. She's in the conversation with some of the greatest coaches ever in ladies college basketball.
Sure.
I thought she was the conversation.
Well, she's in the conversation. Gino's got what, 4?
11.
Gino's got 11?
Yeah.
He's got 11?
I feel like there were like 4 years or something like that where they went undefeated.
Gino got 11 national titles?
How many years did they go undefeated? Was it 4? It was just like nobody wanted to be the one that lost, you know?
Gino's got 11?
Yeah.
Dang! What?
Think about it. If you get a Maya Moore,
oh yeah,
Diana Taurasi,
yeah, Well, you've got Gino, you've got Pat Summitt, mm-hmm. you've got Don, and it's one more. Van.
She just retired.
Yeah, from USC.
Stanford.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Don is young enough to keep winning.
Yeah.
And like I say, a lot of people are going to be coming there. But let's look on the other side. Let's look at Iowa. Let's talk about Iowa a little bit. From what I saw with Iowa, they are a very well-coached team.
But you know this is the last time we're going to talk about Iowa.
I'm just talking about right now. Wait a minute, Malcolm. Don't get ahead of me now.
Okay.
From what I seen, they were well coached. You got to give it to Kayla Clark. She's not only a great shooter, but she was a great passer as well.
True. And that's my point. She's not on the team anymore. So they look like Malcolm, deer in headlights.
But wait a minute.
When they got the ball, anybody else other than
her? Yes. Yes. But we talking about what just happened.
But you said call it like I see it.
Okay, kind of like you said, but I'm telling you, we're talking about what just happened.
Right. And so you're trying to prognosticate right now.
I want you to go back just a little bit and talk about what just happened. What did you see from
domination?
Okay, so we're going to talk about the South Carolina game with Iowa.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to tell me what you saw on Iowa's side.
Well, no offense without Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Once you stifle that, that's how you have the game that you had in the national title game.
Okay. But I tell you what I saw. I did see some good team ball because they had to play even more good team ball because when Caitlin was sitting down. What I mean, just passing, moving. I ain't talking about scoring.
Well, they're Division I player, so you expect that. I'm just saying the level of play, I wouldn't put my popcorn on it when Clayton Clark went in the game.
Okay. That is,
you go. That's when you go into the restroom. You're going to see. Hey, you gotta go. You want some chips? So
yeah. What did you see on the South Carolina side?
Well, they were with their bigs, Cardosa. It's almost like when your big brother's around.
Yeah,
your chest out a little bit.
She was just stupid big.
Yeah,
and she was she pulled 18, 20 rebounds, right?
Yeah, and even with the point guard, just the her. Confidence in handling the basketball. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like having that big brother there. I'm not worried.
Right.
I ain't got it, this person has it.
Right.
So
yeah, they put together a team. Dick, what did you see, bro, out of that game?
You don't want to know. It's improper for you know what? Okay. I saw a lot of country backup dancers when it comes to Iowa. That's what I saw.
Okay.
If I think they're gonna be some of the top level shelf getters at their local Lowe's. That's what I think. I don't know if they're going to, I don't think a lot of those people are going to be going pro, but they're going to be great in Turkey. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Caitlin Clark turning pro? How do you think she'll do in WNBA?
I wanted to ask you, I'm going to addend onto that question because I wanted to know, what do you guys think of her actually going first? Cause I'm of the opinion. I don't think she's going to go first.
I think if she goes first, it's like a mercy. Yeah.
You think it's a, I think,
she's not the best player to me.
Yeah. I don't think she's got a lot of dog in her, but then also if she does go first, where's that chip on her shoulder that she's going to play with?
Right.
If she was like picked second, oh yeah, she'll just be an asshole for the next 5 years or whatever it is. But if she gets picked first, is that going to take the wind out of her
sails? It's hard pressed for me to think she's going to make the team on the professional level better.
Well, especially since she's pissing off.
She'll go first to Seattle because they pretty much got that. They've pretty much planned that. She'll go first to Seattle. And I don't think she has to go second for her to have a chip on her shoulder. She already got the chip because she didn't win a college title to me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then when she gets in the WNBA, she knows that they've called her. She's changed. This is her in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that they've called her how she's up the game. I can't agree with all that because it's been great players before her, but she knows that that's in everybody's, a lot of people's minds. I put it that way. So she's going to go in there. She's going to try to be a dog. And I'm sure some of them WNBA girls gonna let her know that this ain't college no more. And Diana Taurasi done already said it, which Diana probably need to go on and call her today. Yeah. She's been great, but she slowed down a whole lot. But Caitlin Clark, from what I see, she plays to the crowd. This is when I'm watching her.
Yeah.
She's a flopper. She flops all. I mean, she hits the floor like somebody shot her in the head with a shotgun. She does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she
put her hands up
all the time. She cries more than LeBron, you know? So I'm sure a lot of the players done seen that too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they gonna probably throw a couple of shots at her. Mm. So they probably say, we want to see how great you are.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, because you can be picked up 94 feet. You're not going to just be able to dribble up and do your thing. So.
That's right. And the WNBA got a lot better players.
Yeah.
And the game is a little bit different. Hopefully, they'll allow more contact. You know, it's not like the NBA just run by somebody they call a damn foul.
Yeah. I don't think you can just walk into a party and think you're going to talk shit.
Yeah. Like,
this is the hood. You can't just do that.
And I guarantee you, when they play Diana Taurasi now, I don't know how much Diana's gonna play, but I guarantee you, when she plays them, Diana gonna throw a shot. I guarantee you, cause she that arrogant.
Yeah,
she that arrogant. Like, I'm gonna show you. I've been in this league 15 years, and you ain't gonna come in here, you know, talking that yak to me with that. They both got them big gigantic noses. Them some snouts, boy.
Keep them away from my cocaine.
So anyway, it was a great game. I'm happy for Dawn Staley. I'm happy for South Carolina. And that game grossed more people than the men's game. The men's game was so boring.
Well, like, similar again to the women's game, I knew the storyline.
Yeah.
I told my mom who was going to win that championship as well.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I even told her how.
Yeah. They were gonna win. And the men's game, you know, it used to be a flip-flop.
Yeah.
You know, it's no more. The women have, and I'm happy about that, because the men need to get up off the deck with all that boring basketball.
Right.
I mean, that game was boring, wasn't it?
Well, UConn they knew they were the better team.
Right.
And they just took them out of whatever they wanted to do.
Right.
And once their big started playing, lights out.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Did you see the men's game?
I did not watch the men's game at all.
You didn't miss
me. That's what I heard, yeah. I kind of knew UConn was going to end up women. Although, to be quite honest with you, Purdue is still a pretty strong team. So,
well, they losing Edie, so we're going to see how much
stronger. I was just about to say, similar to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Edie is a strong guy.
Yeah.
The rest of the team, no.
I think Edie's probably going to go like top four. I don't see why he wouldn't go first, because like 7'4", 300 pounds, got great mobility. His hands are okay. I can't picture him not going first, man.
You want me to tell you who could use him? The Atlanta Hawks.
I knew you was going to say that, bro. I knew you was going to say that.
You know why? Because he's big.
Yeah. Man.
We ain't got no dang bigs.
Yeah.
Our bigs are not big.
No, they're skinny.
They're skinny.
They're chocolate tears.
I would throw him in there and I'd say, I want you to wreck havoc.
Matter of fact, similar to what John Thompson told Patrick Ewing
when
he first started playing, foul out if you have to.
Yeah.
You want to send a message.
I want to send a message. And Atlanta don't send a message. And Edie would be perfect for us. But we'll never get him. Well, I mean, we're in a team that's in the middle. We can't even get, you know. So anyway, other news. John Calipari leaves Kentucky and goes to Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah. So Dad, give me your take on that.
I don't know. One bumpkin ass state to another bumpkin ass state. I don't care. Like, it just, there's nothing in Kentucky except bourbon and Kentucky basketball. That is it. Other than that, you just have sorrow in between that and Cincinnati. Like, it's just, it's nothing, you know? Same thing with Arkansas. It's a flyover state at best. You want to spend the least amount of time there as possible. I'm saying, in my words, your state sucks and you have no reason for people to be there. Those are my feelings. You should be thankful for John Calipari. They'll probably name the town after him.
Malcolm, do you think his time had run out in Kentucky?
Absolutely. Okay. And he knew it.
Yeah.
You could only go one and done because he had awesome athletes.
Right.
But they wouldn't do, he only had one team to do something right. in the tournament.
Right.
And it's a reason for that.
Right.
So, but also with him going to Arkansas, I can't see 40 minutes of hell coming back.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And I agree with you. He knew, they both knew that his time at run up.
Yeah.
They were going to retain him.
Right.
If, but I think they both gave each other, like, look, if I find something mm-hmm. and he found something, he can go to Arkansas, be a new, he's not under any kind of
pressure
right. like right. at Kentucky.
Right.
You know, to win, all they want to do is be very respectable.
Yeah.
And if they win a title, he'll be a king.
A plus, yes.
He'll be a king. So, and it, then he takes $1 million less to go there. He was $8 million up there, and now he's $7 million there.
How's the man going to eat?
I have no idea. How's he going to, that's a good question. How is he going to eat?
You know,
how's he going to feed his family?
I did forget the cost of living in Arkansas is lower than Kentucky. So, you know, you adjust for inflation.
Yeah.
He's probably actually doing better. So, to be quite honest with you, I forget about stuff like that. I try not to pay attention to those states.
I guarantee you that his stress level went way down.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately. Just because the people in Kentucky, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
They just like Alabama. If they don't win, they will kill you. When who was that? Bill Curry was the head coach of Alabama, mm-hmm. they threw a brick in his office.
That's
because he couldn't beat Auburn.
That's aggressive.
Look, he beat everybody else, but he couldn't beat Auburn. They threw a brick through his office.
So somebody's drunk uncle was mad because their brother-in-law was talking shit over beers, over some Natty Lights.
I just thought that was, you know, these people, I'm passionate about my sports, but I ain't going to throw no brick through the head coaches. I was, and I might stand behind the bench and get on Mike Woodson like I did. Mm-hmm. He was like from me to debt. Mm. And I was wearing him out in the back, and he heard every bit of it.
Well,
but maybe, I ain't going to throw no brick.
Maybe we should get you a couple of bricks for the upcoming season. Let's get that passion going, bro.
I mean, that's great. They'll kill you.
Yeah. And
not think twice about it. That's right, Malcolm. I mean, I when I found that out, I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I just, again, he goes from $8 million to $7 million. His lights are not going to get turned off. So he'll move, if he's living in Kentucky, he'll move from there. They'll find him a nice house in Arkansas. They'll pay for the house. They'll pay for all the utilities. He'll probably get a car if he wants one. I'm sure that was a part of his mm-hmm. contract. And if you're a head coach like those guys, you're crazy if you don't say, this is the house I want.
Right.
I want this money, but I want this house.
Right.
And I want all utilities, and I want the mortgage, the title for the house. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I live in the house free of charge until I get fired or leave.
Right.
That's basically what they do.
Yeah, I take those odds. I don't see it not working out for him over in Arkansas, to be quite honest.
I think he'll bring him to respectability, don't you think, Mal?
Well, I guess it just, like I said, as far as winning, I don't know yet, because I don't know how well he's going to be able to recruit that far away.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, Arkansas also has, they're giving him like $5 million of NIL money to play with, so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody's going
yeah.
there.
Yeah, somebody's going
and,
there.
And, you know, Calipari, let's be honest. Calipari knows how to go in the hood and
he's
recruit.
He's got to give the gap. So,
yeah. He knows how to go in the hood and recruit.
Yeah.
And when I say he knows how to go in the hood, he knows where those players at, because John Chaney wanted to kill him. You remember that?
Yes.
He said, I'll kill you. He said, he telling me the press, I'll kill you. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
So, Arkansas, we'll see what happens. But anyway, we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about them Atlanta Hawks. Man, you lost a tough one against Charlotte last night. How do you lose that game? back in a minute.
This is Zuma Finicchio, the new voice of action. And when you hear my vibration, it is only here to help you to unlock the power of your mind to success consciousness. I am so excited to introduce the launch of the brand new collection, Think. Yes, this is the official Think brand. This is the brand that celebrates your brilliance. And by you being a faithful Couch Potato Sports Report listener, when you check out, you're going to get an additional 15% off when you put in the promo code T-Bird. Yes, I said it. You would get 15% off with the promo code T-Bird. Celebrate your brilliance. Go to the official thinkbrand.com.
All right, we are coming back on the Couch Potato Sports Report. T-Bird, Malcolm, and Dex in the house. Dex, we got anybody joining us?
Negative yet? Ghost Rider, pattern's full, but I did send out the bad signal. People should be coming back in. I think it's because we didn't start exactly at 6-6. Yeah. And if people are just like, if they don't see us at that moment there.
Yeah.
They probably think I dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I'm in the alley somewhere drunk.
Well, that's all good. We're gonna talk about it anyway. But Malcolm, let's talk a little bit about our Atlanta Hawks. With 10th seed to get in the play-in tournament. If we didn't have a play-in, we'd be
out.
We'd have two more games and we'd be done.
Correct.
So we play against the Charlotte Hornets, right? The other night, last night. That was it last night or the night before?
The 10th night
Okay. We killing them. We beating them by 18. We take the starters out. And we lose the game.
By two?
By one.
Mm. It was chose 116-114.
Oh, I thought it was 115. Yeah. 114-115. Okay, you on it. I don't really. I like Quinn Snyder. Mm-hmm. I really do. I like the way he engages with the players. I like the way he teaches. But I don't understand what the motive was behind that when you need to win every game that you can. You know, you say you want to rest your starters. What are you resting them for? You need to win every game you can. They need to get, because your bench is going to get shorter in the playoffs anyway. Right.
You're not the Golden State Warriors.
That's right.
So I don't know what he was thinking as far as trying to rest starters. Especially if you see in the lead diminish.
Yes. Now I can see, you know, we got Trey back. Mm-hmm. Trey played, you know, well, been gone 23 games. But I can see, okay, I'm going to take you out. I don't want to get you hurt no more. But everybody else, they need to be playing because you need to win. And I'm thinking, if I'm a head coach, if I'm Quinn Snyder, I need another win under my belt.
As many as I can
get. And then you take your starters out, and then the Hornets come back, they start dunking on us like we was little children. And then our backup players couldn't get it done. They couldn't hold an 18-point lead.
Deer in the headlights.
You know, it just makes me wonder. I'm tired of being a part of the league. You know, we have teams, and we're one of them in basketball in Atlanta. We're a part of the league. We're never winners.
Right.
I'm tired of being just a part of the league. We're a part of the schedule. We're a team that other teams can play.
Well, that's what I used to say about the Falcons when I was younger.
Okay.
Get right games.
Okay. Talk about my Falcons now. We talking about the Hawks.
I get you, but it's Atlanta sports.
Okay.
And now the Braves have changed that in their moniker.
Yeah.
But the Hawks.
we're a part, you know, when you think about the Atlanta Hawks and we think about when we play other teams, you'll see little nuances that other teams do to show no respect.
Correct. And that's what I'm saying.
They won't play their major star.
I wouldn't want you to look at me as a get right game. That would bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won't play their major starters. The coach will do different things throughout the game. Yeah. He'll experiment.
Right.
Because he knows this is a scrimmage. Mm. So.
And if that's not enough, I don't know what to tell you.
I just don't know why I'm just tired of being a team that's just in the league. Hmm.
Just somebody get beat up on.
The New Jersey Generals is what we are.
Spirits of St. Louis.
I mean, you're losing against the Charlotte Hornets. I think they won at the most 15 games. And then we played them, and they beat us when they had won 13 games. Mm.
It's like getting beat up by the class nerd, right? He's sitting up there pulling the wedgie out of his ass and clocking you with the left hook. Is that how it feels?
It's terrible. Moving forward, Malcolm, Hawks going to be in the play-in. We're probably going to play Boston. You know, we'll play. By us being so low, we'll play a top team. Top team.
And just get mollywopped. Mollywopped.
Malcolm, just tell me. What do you expect? In your words.
The first 2 minutes of the game, if they don't have a flagrant foul to show we're going to change this, I expect demolishing. I would do something unconventional.
Okay. And what I would do unconventional is I would start Bruno Fernando.
Okay.
Because Bruno he can be a bruiser. Mm-hmm. And I would tell him, Bruno, you go out there and have fun, buddy.
Right.
Because Clint Capella is just... He's terrible. He's weak. There's no force inside. Yeah, he blocks a few shots. He can't shoot. He's been missing layups the last 4 or 5 games. I got to have something different. Excuse me. I got to have something different. So I would start Bruno. Yeah. I really would. Bruno has I got to give Bruno his props.
He's got a good mid-range game as well.
He's played well this year. Because last year, I didn't even think that he had ever seen a basketball before in his life. Mm. But Bruno made up his mind that he was going to play this year, and he did it.
Gotcha. Well, he'll go to the basket with a little force.
Yes. And when he slams, he jams it.
Yeah.
I say, hey, you know, if it isn't working, start somebody new. Give somebody young a chance to get out there, show their ass. You're going to end up losing the game anyway. Might as well give them the minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Moving forward also, I think Bruno is a good piece to have as a reserve in the future. I really do. Hmm. I think he's a good backup center. I think if you can get other complementary players to make your overall team better, Bruno is a nice asset, a nice piece to have.
I like his size.
I like his size. He's a Mandingo.
Yes, sir.
Bruno is a Mandingo. Yeah. Mandingo. Mandinka. What they say? Mandinka. But I call him a Mandingo.
Gotcha.
let's stay with this Hawks roster. Garrison Matthews. You familiar with him, right?
Small forward.
Okay. No, he's a guard.
He's a small forward.
Well, he should be a guard.
He should be a guard. He's listed as a small forward.
Oh, he should be a guard.
Shooting guard, man.
And Garrison Matthews is not an NBA player, in my opinion. He was the player of the year at some small college.
Lipscomb.
Okay. He was supposed to be this great shooter. Can't make big baskets. Mm. A lot of times his shot looks defunct. Now, when it ain't no pressure.
Right.
He'll make a couple of baskets.
Yeah.
But when you need a basket, I don't want him as my shooter. Mm. Okay. Bogdan Bogdanovic. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah.
Is he number 13?
Yes.
I like his game. Mm-hmm. Still, it's a deficiency from the speed standpoint.
Yeah.
Because he can have all these little Euro steps all day long in the playoffs that don't go by. I'm not going to be fooled by it.
Right.
So what are you going to do to get your shot off? And on defense, he's a liability to me.
Okay. Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah.
He's a good reserve when you got a team.
Yeah.
I mean, he can start.
He got to spot up somewhere. Yeah,
He can spot start for you. But he's good for this team because we ain't got a whole lot.
Right.
Okay. Dick, we working on this roster.
We've attacked the Serbian national. Okay, who's next?
Okay. So we're going to DeAndre Hunter, Mal. Mm. I want your honest opinion.
Well, again, I love his size. I thought he had a better shot than what he just
played. My God. Than everybody.
That's the only thing. Even when he's wide open,
his shot is so ugly. You can tell as soon as he shoots the ball, it's off.
And I'm asking, didn't he know that? That's what bothers me with shooters. Because I know when it leaves my hand, if it's going to be nothing but net.
His shot, I'm looking at it on TV.
Right.
The goal is right there. His shot.
He doesn't square up.
I mean, it's okay. But I'm going to give credit where credit's due. That's the one I've been killing all year.
Rumor has it, though, he was a fantastic pitcher in baseball. Had an unbelievable curve. I put that rumor out there, so I don't know how true it is.
Because it curves away from the basket.
I was just about to say.
This second half, he's played 1,000 times better.
Within himself.
Even his shot has failed a lot more.
Because it's in rhythm.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
And I can tell when he shoots it out of rhythm. Again, I'm covering my eyes.
Yes. You can tell.
Yeah.
But it's taken him 4 years. That is taken him 4 years to even come close to having a consistent jump shot.
We'll see.
4 years. Because what the other 3.5 years he been?
Shooting.
Hurt. Oh, on the bench. Hurt.
So, but hey, that's good news. Normally it would take him 5. We're ahead of schedule, huh?
I hope he auditioned and to go somewhere else. I mean, and I'm like you. When he first came, I say, man, this guy got great size. He can play defense.
Right.
In college, he was supposed to be all that. His team won a national title in Virginia.
Right.
And we have been getting shit all 4 years. Malcolm,
we were duped.
If he ain't missing the shot, he hurt.
Yeah.
He got a pinky finger. He got a pulled groin. His back is out. He's 21 years old.
I've had less injuries than that with the OnlyFans model. So he all right.
So probably going to be one that you try to put in the trade. You want him to have a good series so you can try to bundle him.
Right.
Okay. Then you got Clint Capela. It really ain't a whole lot to say. No. I mean, Clint's a center. Really, he's really not a center.
No.
He's really, I would just call him a forward playing center that can
block a Shaquille O'Neal's jump shot.
Better than
yes.
Clint, he ain't got no jump shot. He won't even attempt to shoot the ball.
Right.
If I could just be black and 6'8", I mean, all I'm saying, dude, all I'm saying, if that's all I need to do to make a roster, then by all means.
I mean, he's a super guy.
Right.
Looks like a superhuman being.
He looks great on highlight reels when other people are killing us. That I can say about the man, so.
Okay, Jalen Johnson.
What position does he play?
He's a forward. Forward, 3.
Okay,
gotcha. Bench warmer, specialties the pine. So yeah.
No, he's not a bench warmer.
That's my jokes, man. Stop.
Okay.
You do you. I'm doing me. Okay. Commentary.
Go ahead, man.
Well, again, with the Karl Malone showed the fact that you got to have a little bit of game, whether it's inside or outside. I just don't think he has that. That's what we don't have.
Jalen, well, you hadn't watched him a whole lot. No. Okay. Jalen Johnson has all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they're going to build around him and Trey. I don't know about you. But his problem is, number one, like he's a double-double almost every night.
Okay. Well, but is it a meaningful double-double? Because I can get a double-double when we're down 20.
I get that. But okay. I'm just right. Trying to give you what he is.
Okay.
Okay. He had a triple-double his last game he played before he got hurt. But his deficiencies are he's not tough. He can slam with the best of them, but he ain't tough. He won't go in the paint and create havoc unless he's slamming. But when you got to use your, like, he'll drive to the basket, he's in the paint. He kicking it back out. No. The goal is right there. It's right there. And he throwing it over there. Okay? That's not toughness. You can't be afraid of the contact.
Bumps. Yeah,
you can't be afraid of that.
You know who we should trade for? Ben Simmons. He's closer to the equator. He's going to play better.
You got a gun, man. I'm fixing to shoot him in the leg.
Bro, you got to have a gun, man.
I'm going to shoot him in the leg.
You can get one from the local high school, man. This is the South. You'd be all right.
Jalen Johnson, once he gets some toughness, he's going to be almost tripled up. He can pass. He's got to work on his jump shot a little more. But do all the other stuff he can do. But he's fragile. He's out again.
And see, the irony of what you're saying, you've said this about three players. It's the same toughness.
Yeah, we don't have toughness.
Yeah.
Only Bruno. I give Bruno that. Right. But nobody else. Yeah. Okay. Trae Young.
Well, this is my first experience of him being hurt.
Okay.
So, I don't know how he's going to do when he comes back.
He played the other night, had 9 points, shot good and everything, but, you know, they didn't play him
well. Well, I'm saying when it counts, playoffs. That's what I'm talking
about. Okay.
So.
Well, he's already showed you some of that.
But I mean now, because he's been injured.
Okay, so, but you got to go off of something.
Yeah.
So I know it was a couple of years ago, but he played big.
True.
He's older, a little bit wiser.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping, but obviously I don't think he can do it by himself.
No, he can't.
So if he can even rattle the troops, if he gets a little toughness,
yeah,
that's what I would like to see.
I watch him all the time. Mm-hmm. Trey, to be a little guy, he's pretty tough.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but when most people say that, Mike, honest and truly, they're talking about offense.
Well,
that's really
I know he, but he's improved his defense this year. You know why? Because he bought into Quinn Snyder's style.
Mm.
He wasn't going to play defense for Nate.
Right.
But he's played better defense this year. Okay. Do you trade, Trey?
Especially if I can get some pieces, I would have to.
Do you trade Trae Young?
Ooh, it really depends on what you get. Because first, you got to replace his shooting. And then you got to try and figure out what else you can do as far as like bigs wise. Because right now, Johnson, Fernandez, they're both looking good. But we have power forwards. We need centers.
We need meat.
Yeah,
we need centers.
We need bangers.
We need that sharp shooter on the outside. We need somebody to catch a board.
Yeah, so. we need bangers. We need people. We need Draymond Greens that are sane.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah. That's incredibly specific. I don't know if
I gotta say that because you don't need Draymond at the way he is now. Right. That's just detrimental to the team. And his players are getting tired of it too.
Yeah. I think he's just like, you know, I'm gonna take the night off. Let me who's asking.
I think he gets off on that.
Yeah.
I really do. You're gonna get thrown out what was it, 48 seconds into the game. 4 minutes into the game.
That paycheck's still the same, bro. Still cashed.
Deontay Murray.
I like him.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. They want to trade him. I don't think you need to trade him. I will tell you, Trae Young, Murray, and Johnson, I build around them, and I go get everybody else. Mm. I really do. And I keep Bruno off my bench.
Bruno Fernando,
but everybody else got to go. Mm. Even Double O.
Right.
Because Double O is staying hurt, and he ain't giving me what I'm supposed to be getting at this stage of his career.
Right.
So I'm going to bundle everybody. Them the three that I'm going to build my team around. I'm going to get bigness. I'm going to get shooters. I don't know where I'm going to get them, but that's what I'm building my team around.
You going to get rid of Vid Krejcia?
Yes, sir.
Maybe buy him a bowel on the way out?
Yeah, which I like him. He's terrified to shoot the ball.
Right.
And he needs to shoot it. The Forrest, the point guard. Man, go sit down somewhere. I mean, You got to shoot. You got to open. Shoot the ball.
Yelling in the stands. Yeah. Please.
Just shoot it. The goal is right there. It's right there. He did the same thing. He was in front of the goal. And so that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm taking those three. I'm going to tell Jalen Johnson, I want you in the gym. And I'm going to beat his butt every day in practice. I'm going to have two guys just banging him around. Mm-hmm. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Every time he goes to the hole, y'all going to bang him. You're going to put him on the floor. You're going to do it because I want you to get tough. And I'm going to tell him, yeah. I want you to get tough. Yeah. Trey and Deontay, they can play their game. Then I'm going to get Edie. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to get whatever I got to get.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to get out of that complacent mode and being in the middle of because we can't get nothing being in the middle.
But arguments.
What are your thoughts on Seth Lundy?
Seth ain't played. I don't even know what he is.
I mean,
he hurt all year. And then you got Kwame or what the other guy we got. He played the last couple of games.
Other shooting guard? Muhammad Gaia?
Yeah.
He's a power forward.
Okay. Uh-huh. So these are our draft picks. So you drafted them. So you need to try to, they should have been playing if they weren't hurt all year. Because you got to see what you got.
Yeah.
It ain't like you a 2-seed.
Right.
You're a 10-seed.
You're scratching and trying to get
in. You've been a 14-seed.
So yeah. Basically, you're saying we're not going to be a lotto pick.
They got the Atlanta Hawks must do something to make this team better because they're right now a laughing stock. And how long will your star, Trae Young, want to be a part of that? Mm. That's the question. Call it what it is. Trae is a bona fide NBA star.
Yeah.
People don't like him, but if we didn't have his scoring throughout the year, we would really be in bad shape.
You would have nothing to talk about.
Right. And I hate your people that when you got a star, they want to blame everything on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, Trae Young, they need to trade him. You did it to Matt Ryan. You did it to Trae Young. You did it to Dominique to a certain extent. These are non-basketball people that with what they can't see, they're going to blame it on the star.
Right.
If Trae wasn't
not paying attention,
I just hate people that do that.
They're like single issue voters. You just want to smack them a little bit.
Yeah, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
I know.
And don't get me wrong, Trae, you know, yeah, he is two coach. He didn't like the first coach, and who wanted him? He was terrible anyway. He basically got Nate fired, but Nate got himself fired too because that ancient offense he was
correct,
running,
right?
And he act like he didn't know how to communicate with his. Hey, that's Nate. Right. Ain't communicating with his players. So,
in fairness, he was sponsored by a deodorant company, so he had to do that at every game. So,
well, anyway, I just think the Hawks need to go through. Landry Fields ain't proved nothing to me as a GM. They say the owner's kid is running the team. Wow. So we got all kind of stuff going on, Dick.
He better look to TikTok for his next player, bro. That's what he needs to do.
All right, that's enough about the Hawks. We come back, we're going to talk about them Atlanta Braves. We're off to a 7-4 start. Ain't bad, but ain't good. But we still high. So take that and run with it.
Well, you better stay with us.
If you're involved in a serious car, motorcycle, or truck wreck, call Cole Law at The Law Firm. That's 770-382-6000 here in downtown Cartersville. For 30 years, Cole has handled thousands of injury cases and will help anyone that's been injured due to carelessness. Remember, if you're involved in a wreck, do not talk to the other person's insurance company. Instead, Call Cole Law at 770-382-6000. It doesn't cost anything to call Cole, except a deserved settlement.
All right, we're on the uphill climb to 7 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful Friday evening live in Cartersville, Georgia. It is the Couch Potato Sports Report, along with Mr. Malcolm Encyclopedia Cooley. And y'all know him as Dick, but he's really an ass. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, by all means.
He's really a good guy.
Speak your truth, man.
He's really a good guy, but Deck on the ones and twos. So the Braves, Malcolm, they get off to a 7-4 start. Mm-hmm. We are out of town tonight, I believe. I forget who we're playing, but we lose to the Mets yesterday afternoon, you know, with the rain coming in and out.
Marlins. We're in Miami
with the Marlins. Yeah, we're in Marlins, right. And we got a few pitching problems. You know, Spencer Strider's probably going to have Tommy John.
Yeah.
We bring up Alan Winans, and he gets rocked. He immediately sent back down after the game. So they got to, you know, snicking them, they got to do some maneuvering in there. A lot of people been getting on AA, who's been great, but they've been getting on AA because we didn't go out and get more pitching, starting pitching. We got Sale, but we So, you know, what's your take on how we're going to be?
Well, unless we can keep hitting the ball and run the bases. And we got a great defense. Just like with playoff baseball, it's going to come down to pitching. And so we just need some timely pitching, throwing strikes.
Right.
We got giving us a chance.
Yeah, Max Fried has really got to step his game up.
Yeah.
And Ronald's kind of got off to a little slow start.
Yeah.
I think that'll come around. That's my boy.
Yeah. So that's kind of expected, though, because, I mean, he's the best at what he's got. Everybody's going to
for him. Everybody's going to for him. He played all winter long.
Right.
Sometimes you might get tired. But that
man, that man's 25 years old, and he ain't tired.
Well,
he's just warming up.
Last year, he didn't have two babies. Now he's got two babies.
This is true, yeah.
So. That's a big difference, 24 or 44. Two babies mean a lot.
If I was a young Venezuelan guy, handsome, got a beautiful wife, I'd have all sorts of energy for all sorts of things. That's what I'm saying.
Some of that energy going over there. overall, in the power rankings, I think we dropped from 1 to 2. You know who's number one?
Dodgers.
Oh my God!
It's too early for all that.
Right.
I know, but I'm just telling you the way the trend goes. As soon as the season starts, all that stuff starts to happen. Okay, so Marcell Ozuna is killing the ball. Marcell Ozuna is killing the ball. I'm gonna say it again. Marcell, and look like he having fun.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's done happened, he comes back last year, really has, he was in the conversation, he could have been in the conversation with MVP. 41 homers, 100 RBIs as a DH. That's pretty dang good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So, and Marcel, look at him. He looks like he's really seeing the ball well.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the guy. Mm-hmm. I really am. I'm happy for Marcel because he needed a break. And if he can put together another year like he did last year, Malcolm.
I like him because I've yet to see him get fooled at the plate.
Right.
He knows what's coming. Mm-hmm. Even if he doesn't get a good swing at it, he wasn't fooled by the pitch.
That's when you're seeing it well.
Yes, sir.
That's when you're seeing it well. So I think right now our biggest Achilles heel, and I want you to tell me yours, is right now it's the pitching. The lineup is going to do what it do. We got some bats in there, even with Murphy out. How do you think Snit needs to do the rotation?
It's tough because when we can't put people on base, you got to put it in play to give us a chance. So right now, I think he's doing well just to get by, as long as we can keep scoring runs.
Right.
So, because I don't think we're going to beat anybody 2-1.
Now, you know, our bullpen got off to a good start, and then right. we've been shaking the last yeah. couple of days. So, you know, Tyler Matzek, we got to get this velocity back up. He coming off of Tommy John, too. Mm. Kind of got hit pretty hard the other day. So hopefully if he can get his velocity back up, that's over time.
Yeah.
It comes with time. Because in that World Series, in the playoff game, he was lights out, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Then the next thing you know, he need Tommy John. I mean, so, Dick, well, give me your thoughts on the Braves, Dick.
You know, sticking with Spencer, I'm wondering how much that new pitch that he brought out affected that, to be quite honest.
That's a good curve.
Because, you know, he has that A curve and that B curve. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that exaggerated him practicing all that time, and then when he finally unleashed it,
right.
he may have just pulled something. So,
that's a good point because yeah. you know Spencer's had Tommy John already one time in college,
right?
But you know, the other thing is the technology for medicine. It's gotten better and better and better. Like maybe we're on that good curve right now of maybe a miracle, but I mean, is he going to be back for the rest of the season anywhere?
No, he's
Dunskies.
They going to announce what's going to happen later. If he got UCL?
Yeah.
He ain't coming back this year because even if it's a strain that don't heal right, you're going to be out for a long time. And it usually leads to Tommy John. So let's just call it that.
Right now, he's on the 15-day IL, but who knows, man?
Trust me, he's done this year.
That sucks.
He's done.
That sucks.
So anyway, we got to get up off the deck against the Marlins. They give us all kind of problems.
Yeah.
And they're playing in Miami. Can't get too much of the Miami sunshine. Now we got to go down there and play baseball and get wins. Get it over with
early.
We need to get these wins. We need to get some cushion, if not for anything, for our pitching.
Yeah.
To allow for mistakes.
To keep it lined up right.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah. So
I knew a stripper by the name of Miami Sunshine. I hope that's what you weren't talking about.
I could be.
That you probably are now. So
get up here next week.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Let's see what we can do there. I got a couple of singles.
Well, with inflation, man, you're gonna need a lot more than a couple. So,
all right. Anyway, so I guess y'all heard that Mr. OJ Simpson passed away.
Yeah,
and it's all kind of mixed emotions.
Really?
You let me finish.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I'm talking about with people in general,
right?
Because of what happened in the 90s. I've seen all kind of different ways they talked about OJ on TV, and the way, you know, I think one station just went straight to the trial.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, OJ, 76 years old, had prostate cancer. I don't think they didn't make it public till he died.
Right. Yeah. Cause I didn't know that.
OJ Simpson, a football player, was a hell of a football player. Only man history.
The
first to do 2,000 yards in a season.
Right. Less than 16 games, too.
Right. And 14 games, actually.
Yeah.
Dick, your thoughts on OJ?
I'm just going to put it in two parts. OJ, the football player, the actor, a great football player, pretty good actor.
Yeah. You know,
great personality as far as this regards. Mm-hmm. All this other stuff that you see, you know, on the outside of it, just putting aside the murder and everything, just putting all that aside, his appearances after were just more spectacle and bewildering,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's even if you don't factor in, you know, the murder of his wife.
Right.
It was just, it really makes you not want to meet your heroes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that he was ever my hero or anything, but it makes you not want to meet them. And right now, all my thoughts are to his kids.
Yeah.
Because they've lost both parents.
Yeah.
And however they felt about him or whatever, I don't know what that is. I can't speak on it. But now they're two people that, you know, they have each other, hopefully. So.
And I think the daughter even changed her name.
Yeah, but I think she got married too, so.
Well, I read that she changed her name first, but
yeah.
And the son, I think that, you know, you can tell they try to fly under the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know they don't want to deal with all that mess. You know, number one, they had to deal with losing their mom.
Right.
Number two, they had to deal with basically losing their dad as well.
Right.
In whatever way that that was, they still lost it.
Right.
And they ain't no telling how much therapy they've had to have. You trust me. You must talk to professionals in those situations. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when I lost my wife, I didn't talk to a professional. I didn't know nothing about that growing up. We lost people. We just dealt with it. Mm. And I found it later. I should have talked to, I was trying to still raise two kids. I was trying to deal with the situation. I was trying to live. I was trying to work. And I thought that that would kind of put me where I need to be. Go ahead.
You know, sidebar, this may sound like a deep question, but it's just kind of gives insight into you. Knowing and seeing witnessing the relationship you have with your daughter, how much do you think that influenced her to take her career path? Because I'm picturing in my head a very natural progression because she's a very nurturing,
right,
you know, soul. And then, you know, she loves and cares about you tremendously. Right. How much do you think that and you going through what you were going through, how much do you think that affected her and her career trajectory?
Well, I'm sure it affected her a great deal. I mean, she, of course, she's always wanted to me to be proud of her. You understand?
Yeah.
She, what kid don't want their parent to be proud of?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, because I've always tried to tell both my kids to reach for the stars, you should be able to go after whatever you want. So I'm constantly saying things like that to her, but I know that it means a lot to her. Mm-hmm. To me, in her mind, to me, that she achieves.
Yeah.
Am I taking you in the right direction?
Yeah. But I was wondering how much did you think that it affected her trajectory? But, you know, Melissa is sweet. She cares about you. And it's obvious every time she looks at you, bro. It's amazing that you guys have such a great relationship, man.
And she's always been a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
You know, and so... That's good in itself, you know, and I just, that's why I talked to Malcolm about the way he feels about his dad. I think that's just incredible. And that with your boys, the way, I'm sure your boys look up to you because you're just a tool for them to try to be better.
Right.
That's what you hope for.
That's what you hope for.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm not always sure if they'd look up to me or not. And I don't even know if I would want them to. I would want them to look up to the best person that can help them achieve their goals.
But that can be you.
It's
probably, and their mom.
It's probably not me. It's completely fine if it's not me. Like I look at my dad, he and I are dynamic opposites. My love for him hasn't changed, but I've found my own heroes in other things throughout my life.
But you're different. I can tell by the way you talk about your boys.
Yeah.
I can tell by you're not your dad.
I'm not my dad, but I guess what I'm saying is it's more important for me if my kids find whatever path they want to do. If let's say, you know, Jack decides he wants to be an MLB player. I only know so much about baseball. I only know so much, and all I can do is cheer for him and encourage him. If he wants a role model for that, he's going to have to look past me. And that's not a hit to my ego. That's just the fact of the matter. See, and I'd rather him do that.
You look at it differently, though.
Yeah.
What I've learned philosophically as I become older, your worth ethic in your job is the same worth ethic
it's going to take. It ain't got to be in sports.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I want them to have a work ethic, and I drill that into them, and I drill into my kids. Like, you have to be leaders. Otherwise, you don't know if the wrong person is going to and you're gonna follow the wrong
and
person.
Therefore you're gonna try to position them
yeah.
to be where they probably want to be. So if he wants to be a bull rider, mm-hmm. you're gonna try to put him in the best position to be the best bull rider he can. If he wants to be a Georgia Tech executive mm-hmm. after leaving, you're gonna try to put him in the position to be the best executive. So see, you're still doing it.
Yeah.
And you're still encouraging him.
Yeah, I got a confession to make.
What?
He wanted a skateboard and I purposely did not get him a skateboard and hoping that he would forget about it because there's a skate park up the street from us.
Yeah.
I don't want that concussion, dude. that's as much influence as I feel like I got on my kids. But Juice wanted a skateboard and I said, forget that.
Everybody got different avenues, right?
True, true.
Right
yeah, now. By all means, man. So shout out to all the parents out there and all the kids. Just let you know that your parents love you.
Right.
I don't know you, but I love you. I got love for you, baby.
And again, OJ passes at 76, and we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
And condolences go out to his family.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll give it that. We'll be the better people.
Yeah, we'll be the better. All right, let's move on to UFL football. UFL football, Malcolm. Hmm. What is that?
I have no idea.
What is that?
Man, if the encyclopedia don't know, what makes you think I know, man?
He didn't say United States. So
is the United Football League. Hmm. It is the United States Football League and the XFL combined. Started playing last Saturday.
Okay.
You know, The Rock. And him and his ex-wife are owners of that league.
Okay, now got it.
Yeah, that is the UFL.
I'm starting to hate The Rock.
Why?
I said it. I don't care. He's overexposed. He does and wears the same thing all the time. He's not even a character in movies. He just changes his name and not the outfit. He's always in this like jungle khaki looking thing. Even if he's, you know, going into the office or whatever, fighting off bad guys in cargo shorts or whatever. He's fucking overplayed.
So it's not because they actually have a sequel to Jumanji? That's not what you're talking about?
It's crazy enough. I like the Jumanji. And it's weird because I'm really hating the fact that Hollywood keeps remaking everything instead of like letting the new stuff come out. But, you know, it's a cyclical thing. I just hate him. Like, he's overexposed. He's so fucking fake. I'm just tired of him. Him and Timothy Chalamet. Bitch, you're overexposed. Like,
who?
Timothy Chalamet.
Who is that?
If you see him, you'll know him. He's just overexposed. It's like just
what's he in?
He's in Dune. He's in the new Willy Wonka. He's in
one that played Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like you can't.
Well, you can't. I think the reason you don't like The Rock. Is because, and you say we're the same thing. He's so big.
No, he's over. Like, I'm tired of seeing him. He's had a movie out for like the last 10 years. He's scheduled to have a movie out for like the next 10 years.
Yeah. He like Gene Hackman used to do. Hackman. Who was that? Wait a minute. I can tell you, they was rolling him out. I'm like, God, no, why do you ever quit? Gene Hackman, and he 94 years old, don't even look the same.
Yeah.
Who's
proper
that?
Crazy.
Who is the Michael, the English guy?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine was just lap to lap to lap.
But then that was back when there wasn't like a movie coming out every 5 minutes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Now he's just overexposed.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's playing the exact same character. It's just the same recycled turd over and over again, line for line. And then him in those fake ass interviews. Ha ha! Like, come on. If I was bigger, I'd slap him, but I'm not a very big person, so I'm not going to get away with that.
Well, anyway, the UFL is playing football on Saturdays and Sundays. That league is basically a league that they created. I thought it was smart to combine both leagues.
Right.
Because neither one of them were going to survive on their own.
Right. And it actually gives other guys another shot to try to get to the NFL. They basically try to develop those guys to get them back to the NFL.
Gotcha.
And if you want to watch football in the summertime, you can. Hmm. And I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I watch it. You can tell it's not the caliber of the NFL in a lot of right. ways. But I think The Rock and them are trying to make it as close to that as they can. And for that, I got to give him and his wife credit. And you're giving other guys a shot because the NFL is going to pick players out that league.
Mm-hmm. Name one player they picked out of that league. Name one.
There's a few.
And if you say Doug Flutie, I'm going to poop myself.
Okay, you remember in the XFL when they had that guy, he hate me?
Yeah, what was he his real name?
I forget, but he made it to the NFL.
But he would have made it anyway.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would have.
No, he wouldn't.
With a name like he hate me, you got to love him. Well, you got to love he hate me.
That was when Vince McMahon had it. It was a circus.
It was a circus. I mean, but it's less of a circus with The Rock. I'm smelling what he's cooking, and he's cooking something in Birmingham. It smells like horse meat.
You just don't like him, Dick.
I don't like him. Yeah. I'm biased. I hate him. When I wipe paper, I call it The Rock, and I drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Well, I like his ex-wife. She got those big legs, black pantyhose.
All right. Hey, you know, brothers got to eat. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, and this ain't a promo for them, but guys, if you want to watch football on Saturdays and Sundays, mm-hmm. you can watch the USFL. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
UFL. Yeah, you get to watch the UFL. You get to watch the St. Louis Battle Hawks.
Yeah. And the Memphis Showboats.
It sounds like something that you'd make up on like Madden, like you make up your own team.
Yeah, that's
and you just got some, 13-year-old dropping N bombs on you, yeah. No, you're not going to sleep with my mom. And yes, I am about to run through your defense. So,
all right. Anyway, I wanted to throw that out there. And let's go to this wonderful guy, Tom Brady.
I saw it.
Lord have mercy.
I saw it on the ticker.
Malcolm. He talked about if somebody calling me, come back. Give me your thoughts.
I hope he stays retired. Nobody should call him.
No, nobody.
Didn't Fox Sports call him? He's not calling them back. They dropped. Were they going to drop him like 350 or something like that?
Yeah, he's going to work.
Yeah,
bro, he can sit out. He can. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, just stay gone.
You want to smell a locker room, man? Come on.
Just stay gone. You done already lost your wife because of.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's his motivation. He lost his wife. He can't lose his friends, man.
He must not have anything to do. He says, he's trying to become an owner in the NFL, and he will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he will.
He
yeah.
will become. I'm going to tell you why he'll become an owner.
His name.
He's white. I'm just going to get mad at me out there, but it's the truth.
True.
I forget that happens.
I mean, if me and Malcolm were ex-football players and we were trying to get in, we would have a hard time.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
Question, white people. Do you guys get dental?
What?
I wonder if they get dental. I bet they get dental.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, you gone.
Well,
So,
I think he's just going through a midnight cry. I think he's going through a midnight cry. Yeah, we have Saturday Night Smoke, as usual. The host, one of the main hosts, the second host. He's the Cato to the main host.
Okay.
The Toilet Bowl Club. Sorry, man. I was trying to make jokes, and here I am messing up your pod. Check him out. Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. live. It's always a good time. Angie and my man JP.
Smoke that reefer.
And we have one by the name of Lost the Front Ones, who has the funniest picture, who, she mentioned dental. So
okay,
we'll go with that. We love your teeth. Don't kiss me. Or take a bite of my sandwich.
But anyway, I mean, how can you he's going to be 47. How can you still? I mean, come on, dude. Seriously now.
Why don't you just coach? I don't get it. Why doesn't he just coach?
Yeah. If you want to get back in the game, I'm sure somebody will make him a head coach.
Or at least a quarterback's coach, worst case scenario.
Yeah. And he can be a quarterback coach for 1 year. Then he immediately go to.
All right, I got it. You say no for this one? He becomes a quarterback coach or a quarterback's quarterback coach over at CU. Booyah.
You know what? That wouldn't be a bad call.
He's already consulted.
That wouldn't be a bad call.
He already helped Shador. Yes, yeah. Mm. He already consulted.
That's a good one, Dak. Now, I got to give you your propers on that.
Bro.
That wouldn't be a bad call right there. And let me tell you something. Mm. If Deion wanted to get some more top tiers.
Oh, he can pull.
But Tom Brady there, they coming. Yeah. As Deion said, we coming. They coming.
They will be the Real Madrid of college football.
And then you know what would happen? Them Colorado people would want to run Deion off and get Tom Brady.
Right.
Nah. As the head coach. Yes, they would.
Nah, they wouldn't. Because I don't think Tom is that committed. I think
him. It'll take him long.
Well, I mean, I think at the most he would want to do is offensive coordinator. I don't think he would do anything more than that. Yeah. This is just my personal beliefs of him. I don't think he would want to do that. I think he misses touching the ball and the camaraderie of, you know, being around his friends and everything.
That's a good call.
But I think, you know, he still has like a lot of gifts and knowledge as far as
no doubt
to pass on. And he's already helped Shador build up his game.
No doubt. And he got Angel Reese.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Well, you know.
That 6'4 piece of change is something.
I'll take one Cardoso over her, please.
Both of them. Cardoso, yeah. So anyway.
Hey, we do have a question from the chat. Did you guys see the Allen Iverson statue that was unveiled? I saw it.
I didn't see it.
I liked it, man. It was him in a crossover pose.
I was about to ask.
Okay. Bro. Mm. Wicked.
Okay.
Wicked. I liked it. I liked it.
Did it say on the side, we talking about practice?
That would be. I hope they rename the street Practice Avenue.
Yeah, we talking about practice.
I think that would be dope if they did rename the street to Practice Avenue or crossover.
Yeah.
Crossover
circle, lane.
Crossover lane.
Crossover lane. Lane. Yeah. There you go.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super tiny according to Smoke.
Okay.
But cool. I mean, I don't, you know, this is also the same city that has like the Rocky statue.
Oh yeah. That ain't real.
A statue of a fake person. Like, come on.
But it's inspiration. I remember one time when I was trying to drop some pounds and when I was about 20 something and I could run, I pull out the Rocky music. Dun 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 dun. I was trying to work out, do all that stuff. I was trying to build myself up.
You went from chasing a chicken in the yard to chasing a yard of chicken.
That's right.
I get you, man.
Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts, Tom Brady in Colorado, would that be a great move?
Well, I'm a Tom Brady fan, and I think any help, especially he can give to young quarterbacks, it would be priceless.
It would be priceless.
Yeah.
And I think if Deion pulled that coup right there, hush your mouth.
And see, also the thing you have to factor in that you guys don't know about, that altitude.
Yeah,
as a quarterback,
that's true.
You tossing in that altitude,
that's true. You got to get
bro,
used to
it. That you get yards, yards. You need a telescope to find it.
Yeah. So anyway, Coach Prime, if you listening, you might want to give old what they call him. What they call Tom?
Tom, old nah, Smokey. Nah, I don't
nah,
know.
Nah, they call him
other than the goat. I mean, I don't know.
Touchdown, Tom. TB12.
Well, that sounds like a viral disease, but I think if something like that, it'll make it that much easier to recruit.
You know, no doubt.
Quarterbacks, you know, you get the best quarterbacks, you start getting the best receivers.
To get tutelage under him?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's already got what's his name, Warren Sapp as a consultant or whatever on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so even with like Warren Sapp's past, they were able to bring him in, and
you know, as long as they keep Warren clean,
yeah,
the big asset,
because
he gonna teach them boys how to be nasty,
exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, we're gonna finish up, Malcolm. Let's talk about the Masters. I know you like the Masters, and I know you like golf.
I do.
Just take it and run with it.
It's gonna be a good weekend. Tiger broke the record for cuts made, so that's a good thing. But I'm excited because the leaderboard is different. It's something that we weren't I don't think many people were expecting. There's no household names on the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it.
What's the, hey Dick, you can chime in too. What's so special about the Masters, Malcolm?
It's kind of almost like being in Yankee Stadium mm-hmm. or going to the Garden. Mm-hmm. It's a special place. And the irony, I've never been. I've driven by the Masters.
It's in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I've driven by there, but I've never been to it.
Dick?
Yeah, when you drove by, did they try and make you park over in the servants?
No, sir.
Because, and I'm going to explain the joke, the Masters is racist. It's always been racist and ain't going to change. So I don't give a fuck if I'm hurting anybody's feelings. Y'all can walk around with clubs. I went to public school. I can take you. So not to be aggressive too much about it. But yeah, Masters, watching it. Best sleep I ever had. So
this guy is hilarious.
Hey, that's what I got to say. Golf is proper boring. The people who watch golf are boring, except my man Cooley right here. And the players are boring. None of them, like watching them, I don't look at them and think athlete. I look at them and think accountant. That's what I see in golf. It's a game. It's not a sport.
Jake from State Farm with the khakis and the
bro. And like everybody's sponsored by khaki out there. Do you all work at the Gap? You all get your Gap discount. It's not for me, dude.
Malcolm, Tiger got a chance to win.
Well, he's gonna have some work to do. He's gonna play the weekend, but it's not that he's got the record I think he was going for this time. Next year, I think he can get that sixth green jacket.
Dick, will Tiger finish the Masters?
No, I don't think he will. I think the injuries are going to catch up with him.
And like the last tournament he's in.
Yeah, I don't really picture it.
I don't know what the weather, because it's supposed to be warmer.
Yeah, so that would help.
Correct. Yeah.
So. And I I'm a Tiger fan. I would love to see him get another jacket. I would love to see him just win another tournament. That was a time when Tiger Woods was playing that it was already over.
Yeah.
That was literally a time when he played golf that the tournament was over before it started.
Well, to let you know, the Masters would still be over.
Yeah.
They got to change it just to give other people a shot.
Yeah.
So.
And they did.
Yeah.
They changed the rules.
Exactly.
They changed the rules, Dad.
Of course they changed the rules. of course. Why wouldn't they?
They changed the rules.
Yeah.
That's because they wanted more smart players instead of athletic ones. I said it. I don't care.
Okay. Hey, say it. Hey, you can say it. You can say it and do it any kind of way you want to do it on this show, babe. We bring it to you from the hip, don't we?
Of course, bro. You know, hey, you know, sometimes it's, you know, a knife to the back. You know me. You know, I get you as soon as you turn around. So right. Yeah, I'm short, so that's what I got to do.
Well, with that being said, we're gonna go into our. What I usually say?
Parting shots.
Parting shots. Man, I had one too many cigars today. Malcolm, you started parting shots this week.
I had an awesome weekend with my dad, and my youngest son Miles is flourishing on his job. So
great,
life couldn't be better.
That's great, Dick.
I am currently, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to Juice Box's second game. He's got one game going on right now, and by the time I get there, they should have be halfway through the second game. So I'm going to go watch and cheer on my son. And then my other son, or my youngest son, Dax, he plays tomorrow. So go get him, son. I hope you do well.
Well, great, great. My parting shot is Sport got a game in the morning at 8 o'clock in Villarrica. The game starts at 8 o'clock.
Woo.
So, and I gotta say that he has really been playing some very good basketball. Usually our leading scorer about every game, and he plays forward.
Yeah.
And when I first started working with him, he didn't believe that his grandpa knew what he was talking about. You understand? He would do it, but he would look at me like, I know you can't do that. You know, he's
yeah.
So And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm just trying to make a point about how me and Malcolm talk about teaching.
Yeah.
And understanding the game of basketball. That's what I've tried to teach him, and I've seen the results. And when he's in a game, when we talk about proper position defense,
yeah,
drawing an offensive foul, playing smart, making the good pass, proper blocking out. So he's doing that in the game, okay? I can see it where we worked on it. Taking 500 shots a day, how the percentages will help you. You might have missed them. It ain't about making them. It's about getting the shots up.
Volume.
It's about getting the shots up. Yeah, he scored 12 points the other day.
Nice.
I mean, just it playing, doing double moves in the post.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, just playing. I'm sitting there. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, you know. And so we riding back home in the truck. And I say, so can you tell you've improved? Yes. I say, how did you learn that? You taught me. I said, so do you understand what I'm telling you when I tell you I know what I'm talking about? I'm not trying to blow myself up. I'm just, yeah. He says, yeah. I say, have you cut your fouls down by playing good, proper defense? When they come on the block at you and you positioned and you ready, you ain't jumping and hacking and swiping and all that. I say, how many fouls you had today? One. Mm. And it wasn't really a foul, you know, but right. AAU, yeah, they right. call air.
Yeah.
And I say, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to get this accomplished together. And I say, if you will listen to me, you will be one of the better players in this league. And he has turned out. And I'm not saying it because he's my grandson. I'm saying it because when you have a plan and you stick to it and it's working, and I've seen this kid grow as a basketball player, and his coach has seen him. He says, and I told him, I say, if they block your shot, who cares?
Right.
Get it back and go back. Be yeah. relentless. That's our word. Be relentless. And I say, how were you today? I was relentless. Mm. So you repeating everything that we talk about is becoming a part of you, okay? And to see this kid go from what he started as being the leading scorer in practically every game, he practically scores our first points of every game. Mm. I'm amazed at, and I love it because he's listening and he's transferring it on the court. And when his coach tells him, man, I know we've been losing, but he says, I love your attitude. I love it when you come out and you're always smiling, you encouraging other kids, and you're trying to talk on the floor and keep everybody going. And you never get up, whether we're up by 10 or we're down by 20. Yeah. You still play the way you're supposed to play. And his coach, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That means more to me than anything.
Yeah.
No matter if you, yes, you want to win.
Yeah.
But if you lose, did you leave everything on the court?
The how you lose.
That is how you lose.
Yeah.
Did you? And he say, well, we came up short. I said, well, did you give everything that you had? He said, yeah. I said, well, be upset about the loss, but you know that you gave everything to win.
Right.
Okay. So that's my parting shot. Just thought I'd
throw it out. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm just going to add to what you said. I tell the kids, you know, when I'm coaching them in baseball, like, even if you drop it, that means one of the ones that you are going to drop, you drop it and you got it out of your system. Now, the only thing that's going to end up left is you have more and more catches left. So if you keep trying and keep trying, you're just going to get to the part of you to where all the catches are at.
Right.
And I tell them all the time, good, get the mistakes out. Now let's get to the successes. Let's get to those. And man, it's really is about building these kids up.
It's taking
the time to build them up.
And before we go, Malcolm, I know you got something for me. Give me a word on team on how you would build a player up. I know you got something.
The biggest thing, never quitting.
There you go.
Winston Churchill had a quote that I used to keep in my book in college. Never quit.
Right. Never quit. I mean, it don't get no simpler than that.
Nah, it really doesn't.
And that says it on all genres.
Yeah.
You never quit.
Yeah.
You never quit.
That's why I love sports, man. It gives you a chance to build that self-esteem, that confidence, that team fortitude.
Building. Talk about team building. Uh-huh. They use that in office buildings every day.
Right. Yeah.
You know, camaraderie with your people.
Fortitude.
Complimenting your people. Keeping them, letting them know that you believe in them.
Can I throw in leadership?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
All leadership, of that. Yeah. That all has to do with sports.
Yeah.
And it plays such an important part in our everyday life. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. It's the first example of in your life that you do something and ultimately it doesn't matter. But if you do it right, you can build on it for other aspects of your life.
Yeah.
So.
And with that. Hey, tune in to the Toilet Bowl Club tomorrow. Dick's going to be there.
Yep.
And join us again next week. We hopefully have our same panel. And we're going to bring it to you only the way we know how.
Yes.
See you next week.